Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Yeah, that question, if somebody says, where are you going on vacation? Do you have an immediate answer? You're planning a trip to, I don't know, Disneyland, Italy, the Florida, somewhere else. I mean, you have a definite plan. I'm thinking that often when people ask that question, you do think, well, I have to have a week, 2 weeks, go somewhere away from home. Well, maybe we should rethink that. You know, we for a while we're promoting those staycations. Well, that's kind of what I want to talk about. Maybe you don't have enough time, enough energy, maybe not enough money, whatever, to go on one of those big long time vacations. Well, let me tell you, if you have kids, they'll remember those close to home things that are really fun as well as those far away things. And so you could do a vacation in a day or a weekend or whatever. You've heard this before, but I just took a look again at what was going on and where we could get information. And I guess the whole idea actually was prompted because I attended the Freedom Rock dedication on Saturday. It was wonderful, and there was a nice crowd. It was the perfect day. If you could design a perfect Iowa day, that was one of them. And, you know, people are coming from far and wide to see the Lewis Freedom Rock, the Freedom Rock, Cass County Freedom Rock that's located in Lewis, I should say, and Freedom Rocks wherever they are located. It's a great thing to visit. It's in a great location. It's a starting point. Whatever, you know, you could plan around Freedom Rocks or you can plan around some of the other historical things. Let me ask you, have you ever visited Hitchcock House? It's like those things that are close to home. Sometimes we think, you know, we got to go far away when we haven't seen what's close to home. And whether close to home is in Cass County or in Iowa or even around the border, there's lots of information available. Information that might surprise you about what's going on. So the first place I looked actually was the Iowa Western Tourism. You know, and you don't need, and people are going, oh, I don't have a computer, so you're going to talk about what's on the computer and I don't have one of those. Well, before I talk about the computer, then let me remind you, you know, that you can go to any public library. I think any public library that I know of in the area has a computer that you can use and that they will help you use it, or they probably have some printed information that you could take home with you. And another great source is the chamber, located in almost any town, has some site where they give local information, whether they call it the Chamber of Commerce or something else. So we do have local information that is not on the computer, and they will have information about far and wide places, not just local places. But the another of my favorite local websites is mycountyparks.com. And, you know, if you don't have that address, you know, I very seldom use those addresses to tell the truth. I just put in my search engine what it is I'm looking for and usually have success. So if you put in Cass County, Iowa Parks, that list will come up. It will tell you where to go to get that. Lots of parks in every county. Have you visited all of them? Well, I can confess I have not, and there's great opportunity there. So moving on to the next site that I actually went to was Western Iowa Tourism, and that is, the state is divided into three regions in terms of organizing tourism kinds of things. So there will be a Central Iowa Tourism and an Eastern Iowa Tourism, and in addition to the Iowa Tourism site. Hey, you can't go wrong at any one of those. As long as you put in Iowa and tourism, you're going to get great information. On the Western Iowa Tourism, you can order for free a printed Iowa travel guide and a map. Might take you a couple weeks to get it, but it will be free and they'll be glad to send it out. So if you don't know where to get one of those, and again, you could stop at your chamber office first. If your second stop, if you don't have a computer, I would say is go to the library and ask them to help you order one. Or ask a friend who has a computer. You can get a free copy of the Iowa Travel Guide and an updated Iowa map. But on the site, and this is what's in the travel guide, they have a list of county fairs. I just jotted down what first came up. A list of county fairs. Extreme Eats. Drink in History. New for 2015, Iowa attractions, lodging, dining, events, trip ideas. They can plan a trip for you. If you click on a town there, and they can plan a trip all around there, give you some ideas. And sometimes it's those things that you've never heard about, you know, not big advertised things, but little things you've never heard of that can be the most fun. So that's just a starting point on that particular website. Then as you go to other sites or from that site, I thought it was interesting that on the just Iowa tourism site, it lists the top 8 attractions. And I'm not sure who put the list together, where they got the information, but I found it really interesting and somewhat intimidating in terms of that I haven't been to any of them except one. So these are those kinds of places that have not been advertised widely across the state, I believe, but are great opportunities. The National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium. The Mamie Dowd Eisenhower Birthplace. Here's one a lot of folks with families. It is listed on here. Adventureland Park. The number 4 was Dubuque Arboretum and Botanical Garden. And at that, on this list, the Des Moines one wasn't listed, but it's a great place to visit too. Number 5 was the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. Number 6 was Lost Island Water Park. Number 7 was Trinity Heights, Queen of Peace. And number 8 was the State Capitol. And, of course, all around the state capital, there are other things to visit. So that was on one list, the top 8 attractions. I found that list very interesting. And, you know, going, well, maybe I should go check some of these out. And, of course, there were other top lists, top 10 lists, top 20 lists, and so on. On one of the lists, it had 140 photos of 83 places to visit. So you got to kind of see, well, is this something I might be interested in, or maybe not that on my list. And another one was top 20 things to do. Now, that list was put together by Midwest Living, and those would have been articles that were featured in the magazine Midwest Living. So that kind of gave you a clue as to some of the things you might see there. But whatever you list, you look at, I was sort of fascinated because there were so many things on those lists that I had not seen and many that I'd never even heard of. Going, okay, Iowa is a great place to visit. You don't need to go out of the state, and you really don't need to go out of the county or the region to see many interesting things and visit with friendly folks. You know, what a great time to take a vacation, as I said, for a day, a week, a day or a weekend. You don't need to have a week or a whole 2 weeks or a month to go visit someplace that's interesting. Probably a little less expensive to see some of these places and do some of these things too than when you take those big trips. Not that you shouldn't take a big trip, but a vacation can be a lot of different things. Just getting away. Maybe you want to take a vacation in your own backyard. Set up the Barbie, set up some games, sit back and relax. Hey, sometimes staying at home is a great vacation too. So check out those sources if you want to take a bit of a go-away vacation, whether it's close or far away from home. You'll find many interesting opportunities that are close to home. So until next time, here's a thought. You've heard this before. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is the only cash you have, so spend it wisely.